Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our next session in the Yin and Yang Wei Mo Meridians. In today's session, we are working with transforming anger into movement and momentum. All right, lovely. So I got some beautiful messages from folks. If there's anything else to mention that you haven't had a chance to, I invite you to type that out into the chat feature and at any time when we're working together, as always. And then take a moment to settle in, making any little micro or macro adjustments that your body might be calling for. And as you take that moment to settle in, I invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to have an opportunity to take life in. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to surrender. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant, to the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor that, to drink this in, and really take in that nourishment. And on that note, I'm going to invite you to take one more opportunity to do the same. But first, taking a moment to scan, either outwardly or closing your eyes if that feels better, and dropping inwardly to scan. And as you scan your external or your internal environment, taking a moment to notice what in here or what out there draws your attention that's pleasant to, again, the very least neutral. And as you settle there on this thing, I invite you to take a moment to notice what it is you like the most about this. It may be the color, the shape, perhaps the way the light and the shadows seem to dance. And as you drink that in, savoring it, and noticing the impact of this, what happens inside of you as you take this moment to be with this? And if any part of that feels pleasant, to the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor that as well. Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you for being here and all that it takes to be here, whether you're live or listening to the recording. Thank you for your presence. Thank you to all that went into that, your villages, your families, your ancestors, your lineages. And the deepest of thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded of the land that's made it possible for us to exist, never mind receive nourishment. And the deepest of gratitude for all that's gone into us having that steady supply of that nourishment. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. You might be wondering why I'm undressing. This is the last thing I'm taking off, don't worry. Hot flashes are abounding at this particular juncture. So you may see layers going off and on a little bit more frequently in our next little while of working together. I'm not the only one with hot flashes, it sounds like, according to that chat feature. So good to have company. All right, gang. So as we settle into today's session, we're actually starting off by linking, interestingly enough, the heart chakra to all things heart, almost like it was the energy of the heart chakra had separated just a little bit. And that space of that separation between the heart chakra and all other things heart, like the actual organ, the meridian, the shen, all that the heart is. And in that space between, which we have to use our imaginations a lot to stretch into that concept, we're doing an emotional release of anger from here, and we're actually just running lymphatic circulation, draining out toxins, gunk, waste, along with low self-esteem, overthinking, and overanalyzing. And in addition to that anger, on the where I'm noticing it most, it's on that sort of lower left side of the heart chakra and the heart organ itself. And there's a couple other emotional pieces here. There's some pity and there's some despair. And I just see this like almost like a mucusy green. You know when you're sick and that green gets to that specific kind of shade when it comes out of you, it's kind of looking like that. And you know that one. The There's some despair and some pity in here, but it's not necessarily about anything out there, more so about how you in here have responded to what's out there. So the pity and the despair is around feeling trapped in cycles of how you seem to respond to things. That may even give rise to a sense of not being able to trust yourself. There might be a sense of, I always do this. I'm stuck in this cycle yet again, and I don't want to do it again, but I don't know what else to do. And when we're stuck in that, there can be a tendency to enter mistrust. And as we work with that, we're actually going to run a Sidri on it. It's going to continue for either 4 or 6 days, depending. Everyone will be just a little bit different. And so bank on the 6 days if you want to think of it that way, and you might be done in four. The Sidri, as it runs during that time frame, includes that same circulation of all the healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. And as we work with that, also circulating the balance of yin to yang, of feminine to masculine, and then running hydration in here, helping these cells to take in that water, that joy, release any impurities that just don't need to be here. Following that up with a D for that defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that just doesn't need to be here. And while that runs alongside of it, we're gonna run a body chemistry. And it's actually for both toxins and intolerances to the emotions, the anger, the despair, and the pity, and the pattern itself. Okay. And then going into the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, and reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Perhaps thinking of that as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as we do that, I see this interesting little pathway draining from the heart in that space between the heart chakra and the heart itself. And all the way down, it almost swells like a waterfall to the edges of the sides of the body, following the rib cage, the bottom of the rib cage. And as it goes into that base of the rib cage, it's going in through the diaphragm. And then it's flowing its way for detoxification, both into the spleen and into the liver for digestion, for metabolization, for alchemization. And as it drains through here, I actually see it eventually going through to the kidneys and then on out through the bladder and the urethra, pardon me. And as it follows this very specific pathway of detoxification, it feels almost like a dance as it goes through the left and the right sides. And as it goes through the left side, through that spleen, it's also simultaneously releasing pieces of anxiety and reconnecting to the element of earth, as in it's safe to literally be in your body and be here on this earth, on this planet. Not having to disassociate or escape, but being fully in presence to yourself as this releases. So it's helping to anchor you and make it amenable in a way. And also, as it links into the earth element, on that note of amenability, it hooks into the concept that the earth element represents best, I feel, which is to create change in a way that invites in more peace and as a result of that, nourishment. So it invites in change that gives rise to peace, which then ultimately creates a deeper sense of nourishment within and perhaps externally. Then on the right side, as it goes through that liver pathway and down through to the kidney, and this is a very non-Western pathway of, although it plays heavily within those concepts as well. We don't necessarily see things going precisely in these, bifurcations to the spleen and to the liver, which I'm sure you already know. But the liver side here is working more so with Chinese medicine, with the wood element and its capacity to expand, as in on the other side of this release. Where does the heart want to expand? Where does the sense of what the heart's longing for in all of its desires, whether that be for harmony, whether that be for respect, whether that be for easeful relationships, or whether that be for all of it, or other things, where can there be some wiggle room for some expansion? And as it invites in expansion, think of that space that we were working with somewhat conceptually and theoretically, albeit, where there was that space where the anger was being taken up in. As that anger transforms into movement, into momentum, creating some even richer spaciousness internally, where there's actually room for new relationships between the heart chakra and all things heart to form. And as it takes a moment to let that seedry go through, it'll literally reevaluate and update how it wants to be in relationship to those heart's desires. Okay, that was a lot of words for that one. As we work with this simultaneously alongside of it, going into house number six. In astrology, they think everything goes through those 12 houses, 12 phases. The sixth house being very much about practical discernment, being an awareness of what our body or minds or souls are calling for, but in particular at the level of the body. And that's linking into, this is interesting. I see the iliopsoas muscles that run between the hip and the low back, which have a tendency to be quite tight if we spend a lot of time sitting or things like that, and are stationary and sedentary in those ways. And these particular muscles are often referred to as the last frontier of fear. It's often the place where things go for their final integration, in my experience. And as we work with them, the iliopsoas muscles almost look like little prison bars that have collapsed inside, or to the inside, pardon me. And as they've collapsed towards the midline of the body, they're acting almost like, again, a prison for both the yin and the yang Wei Qi meridians. Wei Mo, pardon me, gosh, meridians. And it's almost got this like death grip kind of quality, trapping them and preventing the Qi from flowing as easily as it could be. It's creating like heavy kinks in the garden hose, so to speak, of these meridians. And as we work with these prison bars, excuse me, as we work with these prison bars, we're going to start with hydration of the muscles and linking it literally to the elements of water simultaneously. Support the hydration, as well as working with the water element, which tends to go to the very core of things, which is why the iliopsoas muscle, which is governed by the element of water, helps to be that place of that final frontier of fear. And this fear seems to be a fear of moving forward into repeating the patterns of the past, as was informed by your early childhood experiences. Okay, interesting. And that early childhood patterning, which in particular related to just put yourself out there, trust, and essentially, I'm not being very clear with my words, let me try again. All the programming that you may have received to discard how you were really feeling, to fit in with others, to make friends with others, essentially any programming that you got that informed any particular patterns you hold around people pleasing. So putting yourself second, putting yourself last, putting yourself in that place of your needs are less important, and any variation of that. And ultimately, that informs the system to hang on to this one particular belief system. Your needs don't matter, and the related particular belief system of you don't matter. And as we work with that, apparently you got quite strong for me too as I'm burping. The your needs don't matter, you don't matter programming was also looks like it was hooked into that sexual chakra and hooked into how it is you related to being in particular in a female form, or for the male body participants, how you were in your feminine. And as we work with these pieces here, there's an element of learned helplessness and setting the stage to be sensitive and withdraw. Yeah, so there's this pattern of protection of when I get triggered, I'll just go inside myself and I won't necessarily share that, I won't necessarily talk about it. I'll just try to deal with my hurt feelings on the inside because I don't want to be a bother, because my needs don't necessarily matter to those people out there. Okay, and this is going back to where this pattern began, which the sensitive withdrawing pattern in psychology ties back into experiences very early on in utero, any traumatic experiences in the very beginning around infancy of life. It sets the stage for all of this to begin and to get layered upon layered upon layered on. And it can also set the stage to have a fair amount of trauma in life even to the point where you might get a diagnosis of something like CPTSD, complex PTSD, or PTSD may arise, or even borderline type of tendencies, borderline personality stuff, tendencies can be in the mix here. So any forms of complex trauma, I don't necessarily love the Western way that we language and label these things, as they often invoke stigmatization. I'm more of a fan of how the somatic people do it, I must admit. And they have a wide array of different languaging around it all, and everyone does it a little different. So anyways, as we work with this and we go to this next piece of where it began, around that in utero place of time and space for you, we're heading all the way back to month four of being in the womb. Okay, and actually the image that I'm seeing is of the little budding fetus that you are here is attempting to like hide, and it's hiding. It's almost like trying to hide underneath the ileocoeus for protection. And it might have been one or the other. Some of you might have been more on the left side, some of you might have been more on the right. I'm seeing a lot on the left, so that might apply to you, or it might just be a me thing. And as it's trying to like hide for protection, it's hiding from instability in its environment, in particular between mom and dad. And with it, it's carrying the programming, the belief that relationships are unstable, like just romantic in particular, but relationships in general are unstable. So you need to do something to control, govern, manage that, is the natural outcome of where the little budding fetus sort of got that understanding. And as I got encoded in the nervous system as it was developing, setting the stage for all the other stuff that I mentioned before, to address this, we're going to run a cellular repair, restoring these cells back to their fullest potential of health for this time and age, and running circulation of all the healing resources. Okay, interesting. And that's linking into the Yang Wei Mo Meridian. And as it links into the Yang Wei Mo Meridian, remembering that one of the roles this does is helps to facilitate our paradigm shifts, helps us to traverse our traditional ways of being. And as we talk about sensitive withdrawn type of patterns, and this may not be your like foundational way that you do it, but I'm betting most everyone here can relate to it or uses it in a way, shape, or form at times. It sets the stage to, as we're working with sensitive and withdrawn pattern, to shift a way of being in which you have protected yourself, stayed safe, that may have even developed into your personality. There's a lot of people who call themselves HSPs, highly sensitive people. We may be identifying with it. It might be a label that we've said, like, this is who I am and this is what I need as a result of it all. And it's great to know your needs and know how to manage that all. And what if we can, as we work with the Yang Wei Mo Meridian, help to liberate this from necessarily being your go-to identity? What if there's a new story to tell now? What if? So as we support that, we're actually going to run a seed dream on some of the influential points for the Yang Wei Mo Meridian, starting with governing vessel 14, which is at that base of the neck, right around that C7 vertebrae, and governs all things yang, helps us to take action. And as we support the body mind in this, running the permissions, it's safe to change, it's safe to move forward, and it's safe to change. Like, it's actually safe. Our environment is different from when we were in utero. Our environment is different from early childhood experiences that kept compounding and reinforcing that understanding from in utero. Things get to be different now. Things get to be different now. And as we work with this, we're going to also run another seed tree for triple heater five on the wrist here. And as we work with that point, running the permissions, it's safe to let this go. It's safe to let this go now. I can like literally put this down, hand this off. And if it feels right, you can even make that motion with your hands. Maybe even making a little sound. Woo. Ah. And as that works its magic, I'm seeing the palm chakra begin to connect to the heart chakra as it's meant to via the heart meridian. And as it does so, I see this new vibrancy as all the parts of the heart begin to work seamlessly together. And the vibrancy that I'm seeing is, it's almost psychedelic. It's a rainbow full of colors, and there's a rotation happening now within the heart chakra. And I just hear it like celebrating being alive. Yeah, as it releases some of those ways in which it's had to be very controlled and manage things, and now actually invites in new life, and it's liking it a lot. And as it gets to celebrate with this new life, on the other side, I'm not having to manage so much of the stuff that goes with sensitivity, which is no small amount. I'm pretty sure I'm the poster child of all of that. The management strategies carry a certain amount of weight and chi to get sapped a little. So as this chi gets to be repurposed into its healthy role now, there's movement in this heart and there's momentum of vitality building through here. And I actually see it being able to pulse now through every breath, giving it a little bit more oxygen, fanning the flames of the fire of the heart, and bringing this chi alive. And as the heartbeat pumps this new life, this new vitality through the system, linking it into the blood vessels and the cardiovascular system as a whole now. And as we link it into the blood vessels, working with that circulation of this life, yeah, I get to live. I get to live here. And linking that into that time in utero at 4 months age and letting it know that we made it, we survived, we don't have to do it that way anymore. We get to do it this new way. We get to celebrate and live and breathe and be in that tendency for the past to have to create this future in these ways gets to shift and change a little. And as we work with this, simultaneously, the space between the emotional brain and the cortical brain also begins to have new movement. There's new connection. There's new, well, there's less governance, less management. So again, that opens up new vitality. But in addition to that, there's also this respect that's being established, it looks like. And as we work with this consciousness of respect between the two layers of the brain, it actually invokes a sense of trust. And I just hear it whisper like, oh, I can count on you. Like, you have my back. And the entire emotional brain actually gets to feel like it's being supported by the cortical brain. And as it does so, restoring, fancy word, executive function, meaning there's a sense of self that's in charge, that can think, that can calmly make choices, etc. And as we support this restoration, I actually see just a natural release of, I'll call it just general stress, chronic stress it looks like though, So not just the day-to-day stuff, but that sort of like chronic stress patterns or the chronic holding patterns just begin to gently melt through the reptilian brain, through the brainstem and down the spinal column, all the way till it reaches again those kidneys. And then the kidneys are asking for a little help because we've gone to them a little bit more in this session. And the kidneys, although useful at detoxification, can get stressed at doing it. The liver is actually our powerhouse of detoxification, but humans are wired differently than a lot of animals. And we end up usually taxing our kidneys a little bit more strongly as we detox. Unlike most animals, will use their liver a bit more. Coming back to the kidneys, we're going to run lymphatic drainage. If you can imagine the kidneys as being their own person with their own body, we're doing a full body module 5 Veltheim method of lymphatic drainage style of full lymphatic drainage. And as we clean house here, it's also taking out a fair amount of worry, to the point, like so much worry that it was creating a backlog within the digestive system. It was creating like nausea and indigestion, and there's actually even to the point where there was excess heat and sourness within the liver, the spleen, the gallbladder, and the pancreas. Okay. Whew. And as we work to clean that all out, we're gonna run a general hydration for the entire digestive system tract. And then it's almost like a cartoon. I hear the endocrine system go, "What about me? What about me? I want to be hydrated too." Very cute. Okay, so we're going to hydrate the endocrine system too. And it's almost like it just wanted to be included and not left out. And as I say that, I actually hear it be like, "Yeah, I didn't want you to forget about me." Like, okay, you are not forgotten about. And as we do this, we're actually linking in the endocrine system to the consciousness of self-value. And that in turn is linking into all 5 6 senses. And then into all things yin, including that yin wei mo meridian. Okay, which wants to be linked into one of the things that it influences, which is that of circulation of blood and the shed of the heart. Okay, and that's linking right back to where we started this piece. House number 6, house of practical action. And specifically working with the small intestine meridian that hangs out here to connect it to its consciousnesses of intellect, of discernment, of awareness, and also working with the separation of impure from pure. So that way the nourishment can be taken in and received. And what's not nourishing gets to be discarded. As we do this, bringing in the consciousness of healthy boundaries to know the difference, to evaluate that. It's almost like there's this tendency to be like, "Yeah, I know it's not good for me, but I'll take it in anyways." And as we offer that boundary energy, it begins to turn the tide on that. And then we're linking it into house 12 to further support that, releasing, surrendering, allowing, and detoxing through the liver meridian. And we're also running a cellular repair on taking in what we know isn't necessarily good for us, or putting up with behaviors that we don't necessarily think are good for us, or seemingly repeating those triggers, those patterns, and you know, those things that always seem to happen, that always are just like, "Oh, this again. Fine, I'll just put up with it one more time and I won't do anything different." Okay. And as we work with the cellular repair, it's actually cleaning out a lot of layers of disappointments, guilt, and beating yourself up, like the internal criticism of like, oh, I've done it again. And as you release that, underlying that is this tendency to like literally attack yourself for doing these things. And as we unhook that, we're also unhooking it from the second chakra, the sexual chakra, governing our immune system, governing our acceptance and our rejection. And as we work here, again, circulating all of the healing resources. And then coming back to that small intestine where we're working with that pattern of taking in things that we know aren't good for us. This ties back into the other pattern where we were taught to discard ourselves in favor of the other, to please the other. And I know that we're already addressing that with another Sudri. And to further support this, we're actually going to link in both Sudris now to the eighth house. All the Sudris to the eighth house. And as we work with this house, traversing the old into the new, and as we set that space to bridge into the new, creating a space for regeneration. And that's linking now into that space where we first began in the hearts to bring in again regeneration through to the heart as we regenerate and work our way through that pattern of no longer taking in what no longer serves us. The heart, the Shen, can also settle and regenerate in new ways based on that new behavior, creating an upward cycle, creating an upward cycle. And then to support this all at the same time, we're working with having your no valued, seen, heard, valued, and respected. I value your no. I see your no. I hear your no. I respect your no. And if you can imagine that as being almost like your personal, oh, I never say this word right, the ho'oponopono thing. I mean, no disrespect. I think it's an incredibly valuable process and I use it regularly. I quite love it. Just can't say the word. But this is almost like that type of energy, but in a slightly even more personalized way around your no. And as you begin to lean into all those edges and spaces where your no may have not been valued or respected or seen or heard, this series of permission statements that form almost like the prayer-like quality that Ho'oponopono does, however you say that word, there is this reverence that begins, and the reverence is formed literally between you and you, and there it creates the self-reverence in a healthy way. And as we offer this to ourselves, I see it going right to the hearts. And then from the heart, almost like that cocoon that the heart energy field does as it's 60 to 100 times stronger, it circulates and moves in that same double torus type of a pattern as it creates that cocoon around you energetically. And this self-reverence is very much like a form of self-love. Perhaps is a deeper expression of self-love. to hold ourselves as sacred, to revere ourselves. And it's actually coming up as homework. We haven't had homework for a while. But the homework is just simply the practice, whatever that might look like for yourselves, and that might look different moment to moment, day to day, hour to hour. And you can practice as much or as little as you like. You can do it not at all. And cultivating, taking however much time you like, maybe that's a minute or two, to practice self-reference and what it means to tap into that space. And as you practice that, noticing what comes up that gets in the way of that. That's where the magic is, and sitting with that and being with that and offering it whatever it might seem to need, with gentleness, with softness, with kindness, with ease, with reverence, as is the practice. So as you're invited to play with that as much or as little as you like. Okay. And as we do that, we're going to simultaneously release, stay with me here on this concept, any forms of previous practices where you've done almost like obsession, almost like creating a self-obsession. So I got to do this, got to do this, got to do this. And doing it from a place of just fitting it in and getting it in because that's what you thought you would do for your commitment to yourself. And doing it on rote or doing it ritualistically without necessarily being present to ourselves. It's the lack of presence that we actually need to release. And as we're cleaning out those times in which you were not so present to yourself, but just doing it on autopilot, thinking that that's the way to get better. That's the way to move through. There's this capacity to simultaneously work with self-forgiveness, forgiving ourselves for doing it in those old ways, while also honoring what's possible as we move gently with ourselves into these new ways of being. So it doesn't become prohibitive guilt, etc. And then linking this all now into, again, the kidneys. For the consciousness of willpower. This is not the willpower to not eat another cookie. This is actually just the willpower to exist, to be alive, to have the power, literally, in our bodies and our minds, and the will to be present to ourselves. In my early years of playing with those concepts, I used to think that that meant having to push through or having to fight through, when willpower might actually not involve any level of fighting or pushing. Willpower might actually be the opposite. It may be the capacity to surrender, to get to instead of have to. It may open up a space of allowing. And that's all linking down through to that space where the sacrum joins the tailbone. And in this very foundational part of our being, I just hear the words, I know who I am now. And as you may have had the opportunity to redefine the foundation from where you come from, I hear a second permission statement. It's safe to be here. Linking that into the base chakra. The very first chakra. And as you root down into the very essence of your beginnings, I see a very general detox on those, again, those formative childhood patterns as it relates to playing small or dismissing yourself. And as those begin to drop away, going into again that time frame around 4 months in utero and linking it to another time in utero around 4 days. And there was just this slight sort of twist or torque, almost creating like a sliver of fragmentation through the base chakra. And we're just gently unwinding that. And as we do that at this age of 4 days and 4 months old, we're also working with it at your current age. And in your current age, it's a little bit more pronounced. We're actually unwinding connective tissue through the left side of your pelvic floor. And it's going all the way up through the entire feminine side of the body, as if this twisted up in particular the feminine. Which makes sense given the patterns that we've mentioned so far and where they've been hooked into. And as we work with that, as is classic for the sort of sensitive withdrawn pattern, whenever we withdraw our energy, we end up, you know, kind of hunched and contained, and we often like pull up and away from the body itself, or up and away from the feet, the legs, the hips, the pelvis, and up into the shoulders, neck. We're actually just seeing the reverse of that. It's just beginning to drop down. And I just hear the words, it's safe to trust this chakra, meaning the base chakra. It's safe to trust this as like a foundational seat that you get to securely push off of. Yeah, it gets to be secure now. And with that, I just see this image of what it means for a little one to be secure. And if you're open to it, you can just simply imagine me through the computer screen reaching with my arms in a way that you get to decide how you want to be held. You get to decide what would be secure for you. And as we work with this connection to touch, and relationality, using those essences to repattern and re-nourish any missing opportunities, missing experiences in early childhood that didn't get that feeling of being held and supported in the way it would have wanted to be. And you need to decide what that looks like. Do you want to be held, touched, supported by a hug in front of you, by someone just touching the bottom of your baby toe beside you? Or anything in between. There's choices. And you actually get to choose what that looks like and what security means for you. And as you embrace that in your imagination, really savoring and breathing into any parts of that that feel good. Yeah, it's a pleasure to get to be with you in this way. It's a pleasure to offer security and support in these ways. I see the yin, the feminine, begin to just lean into that. You can imagine almost like it got a warm, fuzzy blanket wrapped around it, holding it in its own way. And we're tapping here. I invite you to breathe and receive. running the permissions now. I'm here for you. And you get to choose. You get to choose how much you lean into that. And I won't go anywhere. You get to decide how much you want to trust that. And you don't have to. You don't have to trust it. And you don't have to do it because somebody else said to you. You get to choose. Just notice what seems to happen inside of you as you hear these words again. I'm here for you. And we're linking that into the heart and the lung meridians through both arms on either side. And if you, just like little kids, you know when little kids like put up their arms like they want up? Yeah. Imagine that. You know, that motion gets received and you get to be picked up and supported because I'm here for you. And as we tap into those ages and stages of life that began, just the very act of being, of asking to be lifted up and supported in that way is actually a really good sign of development happening on cue without that sensitive withdrawn pattern getting in the way of being able to ask what we need. And as we do so, releasing any patterns of needing to think that we have to like manipulate or intimidate our way into getting our needs met. And as we repattern that all, again offering those words, I'm here for you. I just see those patterns of manipulation unwind through the cervical spine. And as it does so, releasing yet another layer of that despair and that pity. And then running the permissions of, oh, like, yeah, this feels good to ask for what I need. I can do this. And the words are just simply that. I can ask for what I need. Yeah. And as we support the body-mind in bridging that gap, linking it into Mrs. Pancreas, her capacity to go with the rhythm of life and to adapt. And sinking into the heart as it supports this adaptation to the sweetness of life, the harmony of life. The pancreas representing the sweetness, the heart representing the harmony. And allowing the entire nervous system to get acquainted with what healthy, true support, love, affection looks like. Beautiful. And we're tapping this part out here. Invitation to again breathe and receive. Breathing however feels right. Anything feels like it's lingering or dangling in some way. I invite you to touch into that resource where we began. And we're going to offer cortices as well as diaphragm to intestines here. Cortices helping to, invitation to breathe and receive. Cortices helping to balance the two sides of the brain for all three brains. Linking all things masculine and feminine to bring them into their own state of harmony. Diaphragm being our center of control, emotional processing, as well as integration. Linking it down to the intestines, let go of all the stuff we just don't need to hang on to anymore. This is no small stuff that we've touched into today. These are patterns of a lifetime. As we integrate this all, offering yourself that awareness to invite in even more gentleness and softness as you move through taking in as much or as little of that as feels right for you today. And as we bring this in for a nice, soft landing, feel free to stay with that resource again. And I have a song. It's a little longer. It's about 7.5 minutes. So I'll do my closing now in case people aren't able to stay for that. And I just really want to say thank you. Thank you again for calling this medicine in and getting to share time in these ways and work together in these ways. Thank you from the bottom of this heart and soul for all that you are. Thank you for being all of you and bringing all of that to the table. Such a blessing and a beauty to get to work with you all in this way. Mwah. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And if it feels good to still have those arms holding, supporting, embracing, feel free to stay with that too. As we bring in this song, it's called, I love the title of it, When the Wind Talks. And it's from the album, When the Wind Talks. By Yatao, Y-A-T-A-O, and Multi Martin. Thank you. Thank you again. The dogs just got home, so you might be hearing a little heavy breathing in their excitement beside me there. In case you're wondering what that sound is, now that the music's off. And I want to say thank you one more time. And especially since I changed the time on today's session, I goofed a while back and I created this ripple all the way through, but now I'm good in my personal schedule and you should be seeing less of those last minutes or only with a week's notice type of changes. So thank you for your flexibility with that all and your grace and your understanding alike. Wishing you all the most beautiful day and week ahead, y'all. Bye for now, and you're most welcome, and all the gratitude right back at y'all. Bye for now.